because Coast and Glens applied for a tender, for people to apply for the tender of the ferry service, and no one has returned any tenders in. So that does raise me concern.
And, you know, it's at the time of the year where people are planning trips, perhaps even, you know, timetables should be being published. It's late in the day to get a resolution, but perhaps not too late, you'd feel.
Exactly. And I think at this stage here, all stops have to be pulled out. And myself as an elected member, I've also spoke to my counterpart, Jack Murray, in Inishowen, and he's pushing now with an urgent meeting with Donegal County Council. I've met myself this morning with David Jackson, Chief Executive of Causeway Coast and Glens Council, and pressed for this. So I'm hopeful that we will have a meeting in the coming days to look at any other possibilities or avenues that we can do to get this on track again.
Would that include perhaps both councils working together to make it more financially viable for any prospective operators?
Without a doubt. I think at this stage we have to look at every possible avenue that we can do to get this very worthwhile service, you know, because fundamentally it is an important piece of infrastructure in the Northwest, between Donegal and County Derry. And, you know, it is a field by a lot of people, and we have to look at everything here.